on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
Who was it who gave us the big six?
I must go out of this city.
Amazing, you know, couldn't have worked any better.
I did find this, so thank you guys very much.
This is IRN and Sky News Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 5. Several thousand guests have attended Nelson Mandela's funeral in South Africa. After 10 days of mourning, Mandela was laid to rest at his childhood home of Kounou. Dignitaries from around the world, including Prince Charles, attended the state funeral. South African President Jacob Zuma spoke.
Today marks the end of an extraordinary journey. It is the end of 95 glorious years of a freedom fighter, a dedicated and humble servant of the people of South Africa.
Next tonight, hospitals will face fines unless they deliver the same standard of care 7 days a week. NHS England's medical director, Sir Bruce Keogh, is setting out radical changes to cut the increased death risk at weekends. Police looking for a missing 17-year-old girl are urging the public not to carry out their own searches. Officers say it risks jeopardising their own investigations into finding the teenager from Oxfordshire. Two men are being held on suspicion of murder. A Winter Wonderland event's been cancelled in Milton Keynes after a day due to complaints from parents. One mum said men were dressed in cheap Santa suits. Organisers of the attraction in Campbell Park say pre-booked tickets will be refunded. In football, the clash of Premier League title contenders is going Liverpool's way. They lead 2-0 at Tottenham, with captain for the day Luis Suarez getting one of the goals. Earlier, Manchester United secured a much-needed victory as they won 3-0 at Aston Villa. It eases the pressure on manager David Moyes, who says there's more to come from his team.
It continually has to improve, and it will improve, and I'll make sure it gets better in the coming months. The plan is, I've told the players, that's the least we can do, and we've got to keep going and keep winning more games.
Norwich and Swansea drew 0-0, won all even in the other top flight match. Wigan beat Bolton 3-2 in the Championship, and it's between Sam and Nicholas to be this year's X Factor winner. That's the latest. I'm Danny Crawshaw.
This is Phoenix FM.
by Crocodile with a cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, obviously by Tears for Fears. That was a bit depressing. but this is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm with you till 6 o'clock today. I'm still with the Pop Guns, who will do another song later, and also a competition, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll do that at about 5:30.
I have no idea what the time is, but it sounds
like 5:05. Time can kind of stand still on my show. You never really know what's going on. but I'm going to play a song by a new band now, and they're called Blood Orange. And the album, their debut album, came out not too long ago, early this year. This is one of the standout tracks from that. It's called You're Not Good Enough by Blood Orange. Bizarre ending to a song ever. It's like a minute of this. My name is Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. I'm joined today by the Pop Guns, who you'll hear in a little while. Next week, I might be doing a 6-hour show, possibly, and I've got 5 bands coming in, which will be very interesting indeed. I can just about cope with one band, so 5 bands will be a treat. The Pop Guns, you are playing live next year.
We are.
And even, is it going to be one of your questions, actually? Do you want to announce?
I don't know, because Greg's setting the question. Is it going to be related,
well,
Greg?
Right, we're going to Paris, I think, in February.
Okay.
We are.
February the 8th, I believe. Sorry, I'm speaking too much. So, my question, do you want to know what you're going to win?
Yeah, what will the people win?
They'll win a sign. I'll come back again. They'll win a signed T-shirt. Okay. And it is actually signed by the Pop Guns.
Okay.
Not someone else. And two singles. These are 7-inch singles from back in the day. One's called Someone You Love.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Still a World Away.
Okay.
And they've been signed by the current members of the band. So, and I think they're the last two.
Am I allowed to enter this?
Of course. Yeah, that would be fair. The question is, what's the single? Was it a single?
Yes.
Only one single that we've recorded in a foreign language.
Mm. Only single the Pop Guns have recorded in a foreign language.
Yes.
And do you want them
a clue
to
as to what that language might be?
Yeah.
In the preamble there.
And shall they email Phoenix FM?
If you like.
Yeah, so if you email studio@phoenixfm.com we'll collate the answers and send it on to the Pop Guns and they can decide who said it best or
maybe give they it should on. Come on to Twitter so that we get them.
Yeah, come on to Twitter. Follow @ThePopGuns. Yeah. So @ThePopGuns and tweet them the answer. Mm. Do you have an email address, like a generic band email address?
I think we do.
Okay.
But there is a Facebook site.
Yeah, there's Facebook. Yeah. How do they access your Facebook? Is it just facebook.com/... I think it's Pop Gun Band. Pop Gun Band on Facebook.
We'll get back to you on that.
Our technical advisor, Pat, our bass player, isn't here today, so
he's
he knows the answer to these questions.
And if you want to check out videos of the Pop Gun, the ones they've done live and also the ones they've kind of properly done, go to popguns.net. That's without the popguns.net. All right, and you'll be hearing from them very, very soon.
And bonne chance, tout le monde.
So we'll be playing, they'll be playing another song in probably about 15 minutes' time. Is that cool? And what's the song you're going to play?
It's called Long Way to Fall.
Long Way to Fall. Is that a new one?
It is a new one.
Perfect. So next, though, I'm going to play a song by a band called The Kite String Tangle. And the song's called Given the Chance.
Have you seen what's going on at the White Horse, Coxty Green Road, Brentwood? Apart from having 10 real ales on draft and a great menu, they hold quiz nights, live band and comedy nights, open mic nights and much, much more. Larger events are staged in the White Horse Marquee throughout the year. Check the events guide at phoenixfm.com for details or phone Brentwood 372 410 for details and bookings. For a great night out, it's the White Horse, of course.
At the George and Dragon Mountain Essing, that warm Christmas glow doesn't just come from our roaring log fires. It doesn't just come from the friendly service. It comes from the moment your eyes fall in love with our sumptuous, freshly prepared Christmas meals. There's a wide selection of starters, mains and desserts. This year, you'll take the credit for getting that festive Christmas meal just right. Mention Phoenix FM when you reserve and get a free bottle of house red or white wine. Woo-hoo! Call Brentwood 352-461. Make this Christmas one to remember. The George and Dragon Mount Nessing.
And that's Ireland with We Were Lovers on Phoenix 98FM. It's 5:23. At 6 o'clock, you've got Matt Jolly doing his show, The Jolly Selection, where he'll be playing all manner of things. He usually plays Michael Bublé and Bob Marley back to back, usually, so that's something to look forward to. I'm still joined by the Pop Guns, and next year they are playing in I'm putting them on the spot here. They're playing in a few places across the universe.
Okay.
So Greg's going to tell us where they're playing if you want to catch them.
I mentioned Paris, but the detail on that is a club called Another Sunny Night.
Right.
And the venue is Wendy.
L'International.
Yeah, and that's definitely in Paris.
And when's that?
That's on the 8th of February. And then, back in England, on the 29th of March, we're playing at a place called the Con Club in Lewes.
Okay.
Which is in Sussex, just going away from Brighton. That's a little warm up. And we're going to be doing Snog.
Yes, Snog in full.
Really?
Yeah, album Snog. And maybe some.
Just
songs for
Justin Lewis, you're going to do that?
Mm. Yeah. Okay. A little bit of
special.
It's a little special.
Lewis right?
Special.
Okay.
We've always wanted to play in Lewis, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, pubs in Lewis. So, yeah, that should be a good gig. okay, and then we're playing with the Primitives at the Lexington, which is in London.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
It's Portobello Road?
No, it's near Angel, yeah, around the corner from the station.
Pentonville Road?
Yeah.
Something with a P.
Yeah.
Anyway, it should be easy.
It's great.
And I've got that's the 5th.
Fifth of March.
Fourth, I think.
No, it's the gig is on the 4th.
Oh, okay.
And I think we're on the 5th.
Okay.
Of April.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'll put all of these dates up on the website as well as the competition question on the website tomorrow, so you'll be able to see that.
Top Guns are on the 5th on the poster.
On the 5th.
Then it must be the 5th.
Yeah, Wendy, you can turn up on the 4th and just wait for everyone else.
I'll just take my keyboard. Yeah.
The Wendy solo project starts now.
Outside.
So you were saying, Wendy and Greg, you used to play music before the Pop Guns. You played together.
We did, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Did you actually have a name for that, or was it just a
no,
jam?
We didn't get that far. No, it was just getting together to see if it was something that would work.
Yeah. Wendy hadn't sung before. So she came along.
Outside of my hairbrush in the bedroom.
Some cover versions at my friend Matt's house in Chalkwell.
And, yeah.
We're still going to just say, I found the tape the other day, so we'll have to dig that out.
Yeah, convert them to MP3s and so on.
I'll pay you not.
Yeah.
And so, like, more about the history of the Pop Guns. So, you all went to college together?
Simon, Greg and Pat were at uni, at Sussex Uni together.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And why didn't you, did you try and attempt to do a band without a female singer? Did you try and do it yourself at all?
I said before, for me, the greatest pop group of all time was Blondie, and that was the kind of music I wanted to make. So yeah. I did have a kind of female vocal. I wanted to be a British Blondie, have that in mind. We did try a different vocalist at first who was a really... that didn't work out. That's not
okay. Okay.
And then Wendy came down, and because we knew each other in sixth form college, I think this was probably in '86, mm-hmm. and just sat and she said, you know, let's just. I think I don't know why. You know, anyway, we tried out a couple of songs, and it was just like a
good
aha,
good match.
This is what you should sound like.
And you did have blonde hair then.
Oh, I did actually. Yeah, briefly.
Was that on purpose because you knew about the Blondie influence?
No, I wouldn't know. I just would have worn a t-shirt and long socks if I'd really thought about it.
Did you also try to rap as well? Yeah. Unsuccessful.
Well, that's happened.
I did try rapping,
really?
And then we ended up abandoning it and just kind of singing.
You did Ice Baby.
Oh, no, not on record, though. But yes, we did do Ice Baby at a special Christmas gig, yeah.
And at your gigs, upcoming gigs, what can people expect? Besides, because you've got all the new ones. And you told me earlier on you've got enough new stuff for a new album. Potentially, theoretically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, 16 years since we released anything, so that's only, I've done about one song a year since then, so that should be just about enough. I've been hard at work, you see. Obviously in that much time you pick up enough material.
Is it going to be as good as the last Taylor Swift album?
Is it Red?
Red.
Is that another 16 song album?
Nothing can be as good as We're Never Getting Back Together, but apart from that, yeah, it will be.
I'm not saying anything.
Greg's got a Taylor Swift plectrum, in case you didn't hear
earlier. Did you steal that from us?
Yes.
I hope my daughter's not listening.
You meant it. Good eye. It came with the guitar.
Well, they'll be playing a song in a little while. I'll play another new song first. This band's great. They're called French Horn Rebellion, and this song features Savoir Adore. My French is a lot worse than yours, Wendy. Savoir Adore, am I saying that right? Savoir Adore? Savoir Adore?
Yeah.
That probably means something.
To know love.
So French Horn Rebellion and Savoir Adore, and this song's called The Fire. Horn Rebellion and Savoir Adore with The Fire on Phoenix 98 FM. The Pop Guns are with me, so this will be their third song, and what's it called again?
Oh, it's called Long Way to Fall.
Long Way to Fall. And what's this one about? Or is it something that we should just decide ourselves?
It's just our catchy chorus.
Which is the main point. See, because like bands come in here all the time, and upcoming singers, and they kind of wondering what to do next and how to their next steps. But I always just say, just write good songs. Just write a catchy chorus. That's all it takes, really. But some people just want to be like, especially you must get this when you teach and singing. Girls just want to be Adele. They just want to do Adele covers and things like that. But yeah, just write good songs.
But then Adele writes her own songs, so that's quite a good person to aspire to.
That's true. That is true. Mm. Do you not find her a little bit annoying?
Well, as long as she gets around in and
something. I quite like Adele. But
a lot of people do.
I find Jessie J quite annoying because of her voice. I don't mind Adele's voice.
She's like the Wicked Witch, Jessie J.
She's just gone. Jessie J. Yeah, but she's now she just writes like sings screechy songs.
She does.
If she's not listening.
I'm sure she is.
So if you can, Wendy, if you can introduce this again, and I will film it. So all of this will be up online on phoenixfm.com tomorrow. If I edit the videos really quickly, and you'll be able to see the competition as well, and I'll also put links to various different videos I've done throughout the years, so you'll be like the history, it'll be like your Wikipedia page but in videos and pictures. I'll do that. So
you're on your job.
I'm quite good at stuff like that. So yeah, if you can introduce it again.
Yeah. We are the Pop Guns and this is Long Way to Fall.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Dreams now faded.
Thank you very much. That was lovely. So again, if you want to see all those videos once more, they'll be on my YouTube, but also on the phoenixfm.com website in the next day or so. And you can also hear this whole thing again if you missed it the first time around. So we've got some new music next. This band's called Ms. Mister, and they're spoken about quite a lot on music blogs at the moment. And they're always up there at the top of the charts in terms of what people are talking about. So this one's called Dance Yourself Clean, and I love it.
Walking up to me, expecting, walking up to me, expecting words. Happens all the time. Present company, accept it. Present company, expect the worst. Happens every night. Oh, present company, excluded every time. Oh, present company, the best that you can find. Talking like a jerk, except you are an actual jerk and living proof that sometimes friends are mean. Present company, accept it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Ah, present company, excluded in every way. Ah, present company makes me wanna stay. Killing it with close inspection. Killing it can only make it worse. Sorta makes it breed. Present company, accept it. Present company, accept the worst. Works just like a need. Oh, present company, excluded in the night. Oh, present company, included in the fight. Obvious the pieces.
She'll go and dance herself clean.
Ms. Mister with Dance Yourself Clean on Phoenix 98 FM. They're great. Check them out. I don't know what the website is, but just Google them and you'll be able to find them. I've got loads more new music. I want to try to fit as much new music in as possible. But thanks so much to the Pop Guns for coming in. Really
it's
appreciate
been a real
it.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's lovely to meet you and to be here and do these exciting things.
You have to when you're doing your London shows next year, London show, we do more than one.
Just one at the moment. I'm sure we will do more.
I'll put on a gig in London and you can come and play that if you
that
want.
Would be great. Let's do that.
But you should come back on my show as well. And that
would
be amazing.
We'd love to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you could have still waiting for the winter.
We could actually. Yeah. What you mean you're still waiting? Yeah. No, but and then it'd be nice if we could bring our backing vocalist in as well because she couldn't make it today and that would be even lovelier.
That would be cool.
So
thanks very much. If you want to find out more about the Pop Guns, check out Phoenix FM tomorrow when I put up all the stuff, or check out their website popguns.net or their Twitter at the Pop Guns or their Facebook. I believe it's the Pop Guns Band.
I think it's group.
Pop Guns Group.
It's the Pop Guns, but yeah. There's one site which is a fan page, I think, and there's one site which is a group page.
Yeah, that's the one we mainly post on, is a group page.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. So, I've got a couple more songs before the end. This first one is Cherokee with Don't Matter featuring Dariana, whoever that is. Thank you. Billericay with Don't Matter featuring Dariana on Phoenix 98 FM. 10 minutes left till Matt Johnny's on. Matt, what have you got on your show?
Well, I've got my video game review of the week. It's the final one of this year.
I'm excited. What is it?
It's Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. The
they
one
made
that
four
out.
Of them?
Yeah, no. It's actually the sixth in the series because they had Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, Revelations... And then they had Assassin's Creed 3, and then they got Black Flag.
I missed them. They all passed me by.
Yeah.
So I listen to your show.
Your asteroid news.
Yeah, you're doing asteroid news.
Boy, it passes you by.
Matt's a bit angry with me because I made a promise last week that I'd watch The Lion King.
And he didn't, and he gave me a promise to watch a film that he wanted me to watch, and I did.
Yeah, I said to Matt, I'll watch The Lion King if you watch this obscure 80s horror film.
There's a forfeit, and it's going to go onto Facebook. And he hasn't got Facebook, so he can't delete it.
Okay.
Well, if I can work it out, Twitter, but I don't think I can.
Then you can't even... Oh, no, okay.
Jane's going to do it.
Well, stay tuned for Matt's show. That's on in 10 minutes. And until then, here's Active Child, featuring Ellie Goulding, unfortunately. But the song's called Silhouette.
Oh,
are twin with The Way We Touch. Thanks so much for the Pop Guns for coming in. One of my favourite bands. Amazing. They've just left the studio now. I think that's kind of why I do this show. Just, it's almost like, I was going to say Jim will fix it, but I'm not going to say Jim will fix it. It's like a Make-A-Wish Foundation, but I'm not sick. Some people say, would say I am, but... Matt Jolly, did you enjoy the Pop Guns?
Yes, definitely. Jay and I were just saying, actually, we could just imagine you going outside to the taxi and you jumping in the air going, yay!
Yeah, basically, I am going to do that. And I left them with some port and some